This week on the Replay Podcast, we discuss the recent backlash of one of EA's biggest upcoming releases, Battlefield 5. Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Replay Podcast, recorded on August 15th. I'm one of your hosts, Joel Rinkin. I'm also joined by Mitch Drake.
Hello.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
And Adam Seckley. How are you all doing?
Good.
You off there.
No, you can cut him off. It's fine. No, we've been doing well. You guys had a show without me last week.
Yes, we did.
How did that go?
We spoke for well. You.
You know. Spoke for me. Yeah. I still haven't listened to it.
I was about to ask, does that mean you haven't listened?
It does. I've had a big week.
Yeah, I know.
I've been sick and other stuff's happened, but we'll get to that later. What do we normally do? We normally do the... What have we been playing?
Wow, yeah. It's 1 week, bitch.
I know.
He's already confused.
What do we talk about again?
Yeah, this is the replay. I don't know. Adam, what have you been playing this week?
Yes, Adam, what have you been playing this week?
League of Legends.
I think League of Legends. I think that's about it. I have started watching Friends on Stan, though. That's
unrelated. Show.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
Just sitting there like your younger brother with the controller. Oh, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Oh
my God.
League of Legends, I love it.
Just League.
Just League. All right. Excellent. Jordan?
So this week for me, I've been getting back into Mario Kart again.
Oh, good.
Still on the conquest for 3 stars and 200cc.
We've got to get that gold kart.
Yes, exactly. That's what I need. I need the gold kart.
What parts do you have already?
I have the wheels.
I don't even know, actually.
I also have the wheel.
I never customize my vehicle because I've got it worked out the way I like it.
Who do you play? What's your character?
Well, it depends on the CC. So, don't laugh.
He looked at guides.
No. I honestly didn't. This was all trial and error. But for me, 200cc is Baby Peach, Sponge Wheels. I can't remember the name of the car. It's like a pink thing with three wheels. But
like a tricycle.
No, it's not a tricycle, but it's a tricycle, but it's round. Like, it's weird.
Okay. Sure.
Two wheels up front, one wheel up back.
And every other CC?
Actually, no, sorry. Yeah. Two wheels at back, one wheel up front.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So that's my 200cc. I've got different ones, but I'll list them for ages.
I only play Waluigi.
I know.
And there's no, like, alternating
of
anything
really
else.
No. It's just that and the inside drifting bikes. Yep.
Good.
I've been playing Monster Hunter World, much like last week.
Yeah?
Yep.
How many hours have you sunk into this now?
70-ish.
70-ish in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's not too bad for
it's
Joel.
Not bad at all, yeah.
Like, for Joel hours.
I don't think
good.
I have a game on my Switch currently that I've played for over 70 hours.
Not even
Zelda?
There's
rookie numbers, man. Need to...
Zelda, I'm pretty sure up. Zelda's about 50.
Right, okay.
I'm efficient. I don't do a Joel.
Yeah.
I don't set out to...
But I do the job well.
You don't do... You stop when you're done.
Did you finish the main storyline on Zelda?
Yeah, multiple... I'm going through the Master Quest now.
Okay. That's pretty quick for 50 then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just got bored and like, I'm going to go kill Ganon. And then I got real mad at the ending.
Yeah.
How do you complete all the optional quests first before you go to the ending?
I'm trying to get the house in Master Quest and it's very difficult.
Okay.
I just, yes. So, what I've been playing.
Yes.
I've been playing a bit of Nine Parchments. I've been playing a bit of Cuphead on my Xbox again.
Oh, nice. I actually booted that up this week as
well. Yeah, it's good. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've got the Miss Chalice coming soon.
Right, okay.
Very keen for Miss Chalice. And
you gone for the no pacifist? The pacifist run?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet. I'm just trying to complete all the bosses without dying at this point.
Yep.
And I also, it's not what I've been playing, but I've kind of been gearing myself up for the Diablo 3 coming to the Switch. I just want to talk about that for a second.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because I know we've got some Diablo 3 fans here.
Yes.
And it's definitely going to be something I pick up day one because I can't currently play it on my computer.
I don't know how I feel about Diablo not playing with a mouse. To me, that seems so foreign.
Apparently, it's quite a good port.
It'd be touchscreen, though, wouldn't it? Be utilizing touchscreen?
No.
It's the same control scheme as just...
But just, I don't know. Like, high-end stuff, I can't imagine not using a mouse. I feel like a control stick would be way too slow. Like, the amount of your mouse going across
the screen... Yeah, but everyone else is just as slow as you, so it doesn't
matter. It's not competitive. It's a story game.
Yeah.
Well,
you make it competitive. You two make it competitive.
Well, I make anything competitive.
Leaderboards is like the only competitive part.
Yeah, but your leaderboards will only be against other Switch users.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine. But don't worry. Now, we have a main topic today.
Yes.
We need to get to that before we get into our Diablo hole. Now, Jordan, you've done all the research for this.
Yeah.
This is your baby. What are we talking about today?
So, Battlefield 5 is in a bit of trouble, as we would, as we've heard lately. So
EA is in trouble.
Yes. Oh, shock and horror.
Shock and horror.
So, a report from Rooster Teeth to Know has suggested that Battlefield 5 looks to be in some dangerous waters this coming October, with pre-sales currently at 85% less than Black Ops 4.
Does EA give away those figures?
No, so it comes from...
It comes from GameStop.
Yeah, I think it's Cohen.
Yeah.
Is the company that... I don't know. Look, I don't know how they get access to these numbers, but apparently these are the guys that know everything.
I feel like if EA had to give these away, that'd be so like, oh, you know, these aren't... Like, it'd be so embarrassing to like tell people these numbers.
Because this would be a retail body that pushes these numbers through, not the actual companies themselves.
Okay.
So if the retail body's like, yes, we've got, say, 350,000 people pre-ordering this. But I don't think this is just a Battlefield 5 thing.
No.
Because... Like, look at all the pre-orders lately that EA has released.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Battlefront 2 would have had no pre-orders. It's got nothing... I don't think it's got anything to do with this controversy. But I'll need you to explain the controversy before I give my opinion.
Yes. So, this lackluster response is another issue in what seems to be an ongoing problem for EA, which is revolving around how audiences are receiving their games. So, earlier this week, Wall Street Journal tech reporter Sarah E. Needleman reported that pre-order sales for Battlefield 5 have been weak. Battlefield 5 is due for release in between Call of Duty Black Ops 4 and Red Dead Redemption 2.
Very hard to release in those times.
Yes, both seeing a high pre-order demand currently. It is feared that the game could suffer the same fate as Titanfall 2, which was released between two major releases in 2016 and suffered greatly in game sales. And apparently it's actually a pretty good game, Titanfall 2. I can't say I've played it, probably.
It's multiplayer only. If no one's playing it, it's going to be garbage.
Yeah.
Futuristic shooter with mechs. That was the idea.
Yeah. You've got D.Va. No one wants to play Titanfall.
And might I add that Assassin's Creed comes out on the 5th and then Battlefield on the 11th. So no one's going to be playing it anyway.
Assassin's Creed. Everyone's going to play Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is where it's at.
Ever since its reveal, Battlefield 5 has drawn a lot of controversy. There have been a few points to this, but the most common is a criticism of Battlefield 5's historical accuracy with the inclusion of female soldiers, suggesting that the game has a more historical fantasy element than historical accuracy.
So, two things.
Yes.
Mm.
Because I didn't look at the topic until about an hour ago.
Yeah.
Okay. I went up and I looked up history, you know, real world history.
Yeah.
Right? Did you know there's something called the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps? Which is literal women soldiers during World War II.
Yeah.
I just Googled women soldiers World War II and came up with that.
Yeah.
Right? So all of these people that are losing their minds, oh, this isn't historically accurate.
Yeah.
5 seconds. And your argument's gone.
Yeah. I think the other thing was the female lead they've got in the game has robotic arm or something, some experimental. It's just like a fun little quirk. I don't see it as
It's
just something to add a bit more interest into the character.
Okay. That I can... Look, there would have been prosthetics.
Yes.
She doesn't have a robotic arm. She has like a...
It's like a hook thingy. Majid.
Yeah. I've got the photo here.
She's a pirate. She has a hook thingy.
I like hook thingy better, though.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is a real world object.
The hook thingy.
The arm, yes.
Yes.
That is how people who don't have hands have a hand-like object.
Yeah.
That is real.
Yes.
We have real-life pirates.
We do.
I like it.
EA's chief design officer, Patrick Sutherland, refused to acknowledge these comments earlier this year by saying, if people have a problem with it, then they shouldn't buy the game. Which, in retrospect, is kind of coming back to haunt him a little bit.
Well, pre-orders... Like, are we at the point now in the gaming industry where pre-orders are important?
Not really. No.
They've never... Like, they're important to me, maybe... 7 years ago,
I think,
when I was like really passionate about certain games, like if it was Halo, I'd be like, oh yeah, I got to pre-order the new Halo, la da da. But something for me now, there's too many poorly received games, too many bugged out games on launch for me to pre-order.
Mm.
I think the only real reason to pre-order is if you get something, but a lot of the times it's pretty like small and
insignificant.
Yeah.
And it's you get charged more for it for some reason.
Yeah.
My sense of pre-order is just when it comes close to the release date so I can pre-download the game more or less.
Yeah.
I don't get it to like...
Yeah, because you've moved away almost completely from physical copies of games.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all digital from this point on, but...
So you like paying the extra for the convenience?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just had our fact checker look up a 1945 amputee example, which is extraordinarily similar to that. So...
Fact checker! Excellent work!
Yeah. So Sutherland also told Gama Sutra... the common perception is that there were no women in World War II. There were a ton of women who fought both in World War II and partook in the war.
Yeah.
So he believes that they had a big enough part to play to include them in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't have an issue with it at all. I don't see what the big stink is.
Let people use the avatar they want to use. That's the whole point of online gaming.
Yeah, and he went on to say something that I thought, you know, illustrated it perfectly. He said... we felt like in today's world, I have a 13-year-old daughter who when the trailer came out and she saw all the flack, she asked me, Dad, why is this happening? And he said, she plays Fortnite and she says, I could be a girl in Fortnite. Why are people so upset about this? She looked at me and she couldn't understand it. And I'm like, okay, as a parent, how the hell am I going to respond to this? And I just said, you know what? You're right. This is not okay. So that, I guess, was his defining moment when he decided, let's, you know, really up the females in this game.
I agree. But we did have similar sort of... What are you doing? I see your eyes moving around.
I just think Joel disagrees with this. I saw his facial expressions, which I sort of agree with his disagreeing. I don't think the Fortnite is a good example.
I don't think a Fortnite's a good comparison to what they're trying to sell with this game.
It's really not.
No.
It's not. But I understand the idea of the innocence there.
Yeah.
And that's both sides of the argument are technically valid.
Yeah.
The part that I am hung up on still is to call back to a previous example of an EA game in the Battlefield universe. Sorry.
Battlefield, Battlefront, same thing that has
controversy. Do you remember when Battlefield 1 was announced? And they had a black man on the cover.
Oh, right.
Right? Do you remember this?
I do, actually. Now that I didn't even think about this.
And how
I was,
everyone was like... Oh, well, there were no black people in World War One. This isn't historically accurate.
Honestly, if you're playing games for the historical accuracy, I think you need to...
Well, we had this argument off air.
I don't think they're trying to... they're trying to draw some historical accuracy from the whole World War II, but they're putting their own ideas and their own spin into it to create it their game, rather than just being, okay, this is World War II. You're going to be playing out from start to finish.
Yeah. I think they had to do it.
I'd play a World War II simulator.
Yeah. But this isn't the simulator. That's the thing. This is just, it's a game.
But people are acting like it is a simulator.
Yeah.
Mm. I think EA had to kind of take a fresh approach to this because we've got, you know, over the years, we've got heaps of World War II games. We've done all the big battles, the common stories and stuff. You go back to, you know, Bad Company, Bad Company was Vietnam. Go back to, what was the...
1943?
That's the one. There we go. All their previous games, they've touched on it. COD's touched on it a lot back in the day, and they even came back to it last year.
Mm.
And that's another thing. People think that people might be over the whole World War II thing already, but I remember just last year or the year before, everyone was going, we want World War II games back. And now they're not buying them.
Because it was the thing with Call of Duty, the futuristic aspect of games kind of went a bit too far. So when they wanted the whole boots on the ground World War style, and they got it from Call of Duty, that hit off so well.
Mm.
But now it's kind of like, okay, is this what really we really wanted?
Yeah.
Kind of stuck in that whole World War.
Yeah, I agree.
But where does Battlefield go from this point on?
Well, Battlefield itself as a series have never once claimed to be historically accurate.
Mm.
They've never once meant to portray those events, as you've said. So, with tweaking it a little bit, why is that a negative? We've all just seen the success of Wolfenstein 2.
Mm.
Mm.
Like, that is historical fiction. Why is that a negative?
It's pretty hard.
Like I was saying to Joel, I think people are angry at EA or don't want to buy EA games, but I feel like they just don't know how to be angry properly. Like, they're just looking for anything to be angry at EA, and they're like, oh, this women thing. Let's just you know, hop on this.
And I'm kind of happy because they've gone in sales by 85%.
But it's probably not the right way to do it.
Yeah, they've probably picked the wrong
target. The outcome is overall good, but the energy behind it and the method of getting it is bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that argument a little bit, but I don't think it's worth throwing 50% of humanity under the bus to stop EA.
Well, hang on.
We could just get rid of FIFA. Like, that would probably do it. Let's all boycott soccer.
I don't know how FIFA is still a thing that keeps going. Oh. That's the whole... It has microtransactions.
It's been in it for years.
FIFA 2017 was released on the PS2.
I just don't know why they are targeting Battlefield 5 and they're targeting Battlefront with the whole microtransactions when FIFA is... at FIFA, Madden, and
because
there are other sports games at all.
I think the FIFA games have a less hardcore audience.
No, I don't know.
They have a very...
The people who play FIFA games, they're used to it. That's all they've ever known.
Yeah.
Really?
The exact same mechanics as every other game with microtransactions.
Yeah,
you
they
try
just
and
really
get the
like
best
this.
Player that has the best stats and you have a random chance of getting it. It's like you're getting a gun in the game.
Yeah. So people who play, not all people, but a majority of players of FIFA are people who are actually really sporty, and console gaming for them is kind of like a pastime.
Yeah. They're not in it for the game because they're the whales that we all hear about.
Mm. Yeah.
People that play FIFA are often, I would say the Venn diagram for people that play FIFA competitively or like actively are the same people that play inordinate amount of time on Clash Royale. Yeah, I'd say that's quite a...
And spend $3,000 a year on it.
Yeah, like that's... If that's only the only game they're buying, then that's fine. I probably spend $3,000 a year on games.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty fair.
But I'm spreading that out across multiple companies. I'm not giving it all to EA. I'm not giving it all to whatever Supercell or whatever that company is.
Yeah.
It is about how we want to go about this kind of dropping of EA. But there's got to be a better way to do this.
So, another quote here from Patrick is that he said, "Today gaming is gender diverse like it hasn't been before. There are a lot of female people who play and male players who want to play as a badass woman. And they don't take any flack. We stand up for this cause because I think people who don't understand it, well, you have two choices, either accept it or don't buy the game."
Yeah.
And that's where it's kind of come back around to him.
Yeah, but I can see, like, they've clearly taken his quote out of context there then.
Yeah.
Because they're not saying don't buy Battlefield. They're saying if you're a bigot, don't bother.
Mm. Yeah.
Why do I agree with EA?
It's weird, eh?
Oh.
Because I've seen lots of conversations happening about this, and people seem to be siding against EA more often than not.
I mean, it is cool to hate EA at the moment. Not going to lie. But you've got to pick your battles, guys.
Yeah. I don't think this is the right argument or stance to be taking. But do you think it's simply, like, it is just purely the historical accuracy? Or is this
Battlefield's
more of
never been about historical accuracy.
Yeah, I know.
You
but
can run on the Hindenburg as it explodes.
Yeah, which is awesome. No, but as to why people are not pre-ordering this game, do you think it's because they don't feel it's fitting in with the rest of the franchise?
No.
Or is it
I think it goes with their views of what the historical... Because you searched up women in the war.
Yeah.
In just 5 seconds, you found the whole thing.
Yeah, look, I can give you a full rundown right now.
Yeah.
There was Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, and the women accepted for volunteer military services, and they also served against the Marines and with the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
So, some of the toughest soldiers in World War II were women.
Right. I guess when most people think of World War II, they don't think women. I think that's what the common perception is.
What are they? Like, they probably just think white men. Like,
yeah.
The they picture themselves.
Yeah.
But, you know, 300 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sorry, that's getting real personal.
So, earlier, actually, just a couple of days ago, Patrick actually decided to leave EA. He's moved on from EA just 2 months before the launch of Battlefield 5.
Good choice.
So, do you think this decision was influenced by all this controversy surrounding Battlefield?
I think it...
Jumping ship.
It's not a sinking ship. It won't sink. But I think he's disagreeing with the reactions of the fans. Mm. Though, to go back to your earlier point, I don't think that the lack of pre-orders has anything to do with the controversy.
Right.
I think it's two separate stories that they're marrying together to get more drama.
Yeah.
I think the lack of pre-orders is reflective of the current gaming landscape.
Right.
Where people are either going to buy it digitally because why not? Mm. Or game stores themselves are starting to die.
I do agree. I don't think pre-orders are really something that people go for most days.
Hmm.
Yeah. Unless it has something extravagant that people want, like Adam with his Assassin's Creed giant
Have you pre-ordered Assassin's Creed?
No, and this year, it was funny enough, I'm probably just going to get the standard edition this year.
Wow, okay.
But with,
are you okay?
What have you done, man?
A good example, though, of something that I'm actually going to go to is I'm probably going to go to the midnight release of the new Pokemon game.
Yeah, so that is an excellent example. That's what I want to bring up before. Mm. The only games I will pre-order are Nintendo first-party games because they will disappear and they do not get cheaper.
Yeah.
So, and I don't like owning them digitally.
Mm.
If I'm going to have Smash Brothers, I'm going to pre-order it and I'm going to go get it at the midnight release.
Yeah.
Pokemon, pre-order, midnight release. There's no point doing it any other way because you're either going to have to wait months for the game to appear. Like, day one, it's the cheapest it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, it's fine.
And digitally download it.
But I sort of like it because then you sort of, like, I'm going with a mate or two, and it's sort of like almost like a little mini experience.
Yeah.
You know, you go to midnight release and sort of like a hangout, and you're surrounded by people who are there for exactly the same reason as you.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Mm. So, Sutherland was previously the CEO of DICE, which is now owned by EA, of course.
Of course.
And worked on all the previous Battlefront games and Battlefield titles.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the result of backlash that we have seen games take from EA after Battlefront 2 following all that? Do you think that's the reason it's not pre-ordering? Because people...
Since Battlefront 2? Oh.
Battlefront 2. Right, so the whole loot box controversy around Battlefront 2. Do you think EA's name is just tainted now in terms of pre-orders?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
people afraid to take that step?
I've been afraid to take any step with EA since SimCity was re-released.
SimCity, which one? Isn't there multiple?
The one they released that they said...
Multiplayer only?
It's a multiplayer only single player game.
Yep. Right. So you have to be connected to the internet constantly.
Yes. And there's interaction with... like you live next to someone else, but you don't interact with them.
I don't think I've ever bought a single EA game that I'm trying to remember.
You would have.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
It's got to be something, 100%.
I had a lot when I was younger. I didn't have
PlayStation or anything like that. It was always like Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever bought an EA game. I never played any of the FIFAs.
I was about to ask, never played a little bit of FIFA?
Never played Battlefield.
I've never played FIFA.
Never played FIFA, never played Battlefield. Like, I don't think I've ever bought an EA game. So I'm supporting this, you know, this cause. Hating EA. Done it from the start before it was cool.
You were a true believer.
True believer.
Not that there was no woman in World War II cause the
just EA hating sucks. EA.
Yeah, okay.
All right,
okay.
So let's hate EA because they're... because they're bad.
Yeah.
Right? Let's hate EA because they're an awful, awful company, not because they put a woman in a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get off that.
Do you think EA can turn around now, or are they kind of heading towards the end?
They're fine. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
They have FIFA.
They're going to keep buying more companies and destroying them internally.
Until they are the only company
all apart.
Left.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like the Disney of gaming.
I'm still like, I'm looking through every game that EA Sports has ever released.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's got to be one you've played.
Oh, surely Adam has played one of them.
Because I know I have, but it's not a good one.
Oh, let me hear it.
Quidditch World Cup.
Wrestling. Oh, my goodness.
What was it?
The Quidditch World Cup game.
Was that EA?
That was an EA Sports title. What do we take home from this? Don't boycott a game because there's a woman in it for historical accuracy when it is both historically accurate and not meant to be. Like, the game itself is not historically accurate. There were women in World War II. Calm down.
Yeah.
Buy the game if you want to buy it.
Don't buy the game.
If you,
it's because it's EA.
Because it's
not
EA.
Because of the whole world.
But if this hinders the representation of women in video games, then that's bad. We've covered Gamergate. We know what can happen. We've just got to step back. Don't do any more of the hashtags.
Maybe this is just Gamergate.
This is not
thing. Can't trust undercover deep thing.
Let's not turn them against us for the moment.
Okay.
I'd like that, but.
conspiracy theories happen right now.
Yeah.
Just boycott EA games. Yeah. Just don't do it. Don't give them money. Jordan, don't give them money. No more Star Wars.
I really want to play Battlefield 5.
Oh, my.
All right, and with that, that reaches the end of our show.
Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or our individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine is at Adam XLee.
Mine is at Nimble Mimble.
And I'm at Jordan Do Things.
The podcast will be out every Monday on all your podcast platforms, links to which will be found on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ReplayAU.